to you today. We thank God again for your Son. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory and thanks because of the blood of the Lamb of God. In Jesus we pray, amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles up to Romans chapter 1, we've been so encouraged in this precious grace of God. Today we kind of move on. I thought it might conclude, but it never concludes. Praise his name. That grace is going to go on in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of it in his kindness to us. Praise God. Now, we started this series of the power of his grace, and we began that seeing that we have truth because of grace. Grace, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Without the grace of God, we'd have no truth. Without the grace of God, we receive no truth. That's why the word of the Lord tells us you grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We moved on and we saw that we can live the testimony of the power of grace because his grace is our sufficiency in all things. Praise God. And what a testimony that it is. What a testimony by the grace of God we are to him and to one another. But now we're moving in today, the evidence of living that power of the testimony of his grace. You know, there is great evidence of that grace. And I believe, as the Lord encouraged my heart, yes, son, it's the peace of grace. The peace, P-E-A-C-E, the peace of grace. Let's go ahead and read from verse 7 of Romans 1. To all that be in Rome, to all that be in Denver, beloved of God, called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Paul says this in one way or another, pretty much the exact same way, 14 times as he salutes the saints of God. And you always find it the same way. Grace and peace. It has to be grace before you'll ever have peace. And you know that. And I'm thankful to God you know that. But we need to rejoice even more in it. Because without grace there is no peace. But with grace, praise God, there's all peace. And that is the peace of his grace. The peace of God that reigns in us, that we know that we are his workmanship. Doesn't that give you peace? Oh my goodness, I meet brothers in Christ all the time. They are not at peace. They're always trying to work and to do and to cause themselves to be something more than they see themselves in their current state. Well, I got news for you. The only thing I can do and you can do in your own strength is what a dog does, right back to his own vomit. It's not going to change. It's going to be an endless cycle. You'll chase that proverbial tail. But with grace, praise God, comes glory. And only from grace comes glory. And when that grace comes and you lay a hold of that grace, you go from glory to glory into the very image of him. Your life changes and transforms in ways that you could never do, that you never even knew, that you thought that you had to be a certain way, but God came. And now grace, praise the Lord, is reigning. And I'll tell you what, you better watch out when grace reigns. It makes a lot of people that don't want to let grace reign feel real uncomfortable. They get absolutely incensed about the grace of God. And I just get uncorked about the grace of God because there ain't anything but the grace of God. See, even people on this earth right now, they don't realize it's only the grace and the mercy of the Lord that this earth isn't even consumed right now. But he is a loving God, and because he so loved, he gave his only begotten Son, didn't he? Praise his name. Now, I've got this wonderful peace, brothers and sisters, the peace of grace. That peace that is, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The peace that he will perform the good work which he has begun. The peace, as I mentioned, that I am his workmanship. If you think about all of those wondrous verses, if you'd substitute the word grace for he or his, you'd have this. I am grace's workmanship. Greater is grace that is in me than he that's in the world. Grace will perform the good work that grace has begun. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Oh Lord, see, grace makes it personal. Grace makes it yours, because without grace you couldn't have it. That's why Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. He is grace. That's why his word is the word of his grace. That's the only way you'll receive it. If you just try to receive it as truth. As I was speaking of on, I think it was Friday or Wednesday night, you'll end up over there in the cemetery. I mean the seminary. And you'll get truth cerebral. But when you get it with grace, it becomes your own. It's written in your heart. As the word of our Lord said, if you love me, you'll keep my words. You just keep them. You'll keep the love letters. Amen? I still got mine. I still got them. Praise God. My wife always reminds me, I still got your love letters, honey. I'm going to bring out what you told me. But see, that's what the Lord does. His love letters, they ain't going away. And he keeps bringing them out. And he says, honey, this is what I've told you. Isn't that something about the lover of your soul? Even if you try to put those love letters away, he ain't going to. He's going to bring that love letter right back out. And he's going to say, now wait, honey, here's what I told you. You're never going to feel comfortable. See, this is what I told you. Well, Lord, I need a little time. No, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you to the ends of the earth. Well, look at me. I'm making my bed in hell. Oh, man, he's right there in the midst of it with me. That's our God, see? That's our God. And praise be to God, though, there is nothing like living the peace of his grace. You know it. And you want people to have it, especially God's precious people to have it. To live the peace of his grace. I was thinking many loved ones, and I thank the Lord. I've had so many loved ones in my life. And thank God for their words and their hugs. But nothing has ever comforted my life like the word of his grace. Nothing has ever comforted. Nothing has given me peace like the word of his grace. I'm talking about the peace of the word of God that has given me every single answer for every question that I've ever had. The peace of the word that gives me every encouragement in everything I've ever been. The peace of the word that gives me every instruction to live the peace of God. Every instruction is right there to live the peace of God. And it's his work and his working in me that gives it. I was even rejoicing. I thank the Lord. I rejoice in his word because of his faithfulness. But I was rejoicing in his commandments. I was thankful to God for his commandments. Thankful that they showed me my guilt. Thank God that the word of God, that authority, gave us the peace of the blood that fulfilled all that law for me. Amen. Read, as that brother used to say, read the rest of the story. Amen. See, that's what the enemy wants to do. He just wants to pull out bits and pieces and twist the word of God, making it something that it doesn't mean or say. That's why you need the whole counsel of God, and you need it rightfully divided. And so many people I speak to, they do not understand. It was like this great revelation, and it is a great revelation. But it's simple if you just read Romans. God did not give you the Ten Commandments as a benchmark to live by. You can't. That's why he gave it. That's why people that try to live that way are always discouraged. That's why people that try to live that way do not have the peace of grace. See, I know it was the grace of God that gave his son, that poured out his precious blood, that fulfilled, hallelujah, the law nailed to the cross for me. But I'll tell you what, it even gets greater. Sure, his commandments were given to show our guilt, but even those words of authority, brothers and sisters, those words of authority that he gave, it's wonderful because as we yield to God, grace begins to live and to work those things in us. I know they're fulfilled, but there's even more grace. And he works those things even in my life. Praise God, I've been rejoicing in the Lord. I've told you, God is beginning to make some things that I could, at one time in my life, I embraced them and they were bad for me. And I was just going to embrace them and go with it. And then God really began chasing my heart and said, hey, that ain't good for you. So I'd embrace them turning my head because they stunk. But they were just a little stinky to me at that time. You know, just a little stinky. But now, it's awesome. He's transformed that thing that's hurting my life into something that's putrid. I'm saying so putrid, I'm not even getting over by it. Because of his doing. Because of his doing. That's this wondrous grace of God. See, this is the peace of grace that's in every trial for us. Aren't you thankful for the peace of grace in trial? Oh, I'm so thankful for the peace of grace in trial. That whether I put myself there or not, the peace of the word of his grace is there for me. And I do want to search it out and find it because I need that comfort. As David said, encourage yourself. I encourage myself in the Lord. And boy, you need to get into those scriptures to be reminded of them always. As they sang that precious song today, I need to wash my feet, hallelujah, in the word of God continually. Continually. I love, praise God, that his wonderful peace of grace is in every sorrow. The peace of grace that's in every despair. The peace of grace that, praise God, is even in my loneliness and in my every need. The peace of the word of his grace, brothers and sisters, that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. The peace of the grace of God that is with you. Enter into this a little bit more right now. I rejoice with Brother Paul. Brother Paul said, I did not make vain the grace of God that was given to me. And I thank the Lord that I did not make vain the grace of God that was given to me. And he's given me all grace. He's given me this precious word, brothers and sisters. And I'm talking about the peace of grace that I know that I am eternally secure. As Christians, if we don't get past that bondage and that unrest, without the peace of knowing everlasting life, without the peace of knowing that the seed remaineth, without the peace of knowing that nothing can separate me from the love of God, I'm always going to be at rest trying to prove myself for my Father. I don't need to have a show of hands in here, but I'm telling you how many times I've met children, even later on in life, what a burden it was to them that they always felt that they had to be something better for their father. I'm so thankful I had a natural dad that I knew that loved me no matter what. That I wasn't trying to prove myself for him. He just loved me. And let me tell you something. We got a heavenly father that is the father and the only father at the end of it all we got. And he loves you. And he does love you just the way you are. And it's so wondrous, brothers and sisters, how we just go to the Abba Father, my dad, and thank him, hallelujah, for his love for me. And I've got the peace of grace in that love that my whole life is his mercy. Isn't that wonderful? I don't even have to think about my achievements because I don't have any. My brothers and sisters would tell you the same thing. I'm just teasing. They love me. Well, I got one brother. Never mind. Love him so much. I could tell you a lot of stories, and I got to stop. Now, got to get back on it. But that mercy, that wondrous mercy, praise God, that I know that has been there all my life, it gives me the peace of grace. And I'm talking about that anything I've ever accomplished, anything I've ever succeeded in, is the grace of God. I was listening, and it was very sweet to hear a testimony. Sad but sweet, but I was encouraged because my brother in the Lord, he woke up. And what happened was, is he went out with one of his friends. And he was there with his friend. And his friend was telling him about something that happened in his life, an achievement that happened. And he said to his friend, he said, you know what? You're blessed. You're blessed. And he said, his friend got so angry. Just see his face begin to just fill with anger, red. And he said to him, don't you ever say that again. I'm tired of hearing you say that about being blessed. I've earned everything I've ever gotten. Anything that ever that I've achieved wasn't given to me. I earned it. And that brother in the Lord had to just get up from the table and walk away. And I appreciate the Lord and his faithfulness testifying. That man wanted nothing to do with the grace of God. My whole life is a blessing. My whole life is a blessing from God. That's it. Because he already told me the moment I accepted his son. Son, you're blessed with all spiritual heavens in the blessing in the heavens in Christ. I'm blessed with all of that. I have it all. Everything of God, everything good is from him. He withholds nothing good for my life. Everything. Every uprising, every downsetting. When I'm hungry, when I'm full. When I have a need, when I believe it's fulfilled. It's all of him. It's all from that mighty hand of God. That's that wonderful peace of grace. But then knowing the peace of grace, brothers and sisters, that nothing can separate us from God's love. And we really need to thank the Lord for that. I mean, really thank the Lord for the peace of grace in your life. Because I'm going to tell you something. You do know. And we do know. As the Word of God says over and over. And we know. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. No matter how great the failure. His grace is sufficient. And I know that for me. And praise be to God, I know it for you. And I really want to emphasize that, brothers and sisters. We need to know that for one another. I need to know that for you. It's a vital thing. Once again, how God is so precise in what he leads our hearts into. He's had me meditating on this. And here came a call this week. And a brother in the Lord was grieved about another brother. And I know him. And this certain brother in the Lord, he has a great head knowledge of bridal truth. A great head knowledge of bridal truth. Has known it for many years. Great heritage even in his family. And yet, there was no peace of grace for another brother. All he could do after so many years was continue on in hate. Continue on in hysteria. About a brother's failure that God took care of on the cross some 2,000 years ago. Amen. See, without the peace of grace for our brother, you'll live like this man does, in torment. You'll live in some delusional condemnation, because that's what it is. Condemnation for a son of God is delusional, because it says there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Amen? It's right there in Romans 8:1. And that's now, not for someday. That's now. There is therefore now no condemnation. And see, without that peace of grace for my brother, I'm going to live in this delusional, truly insanity. Matter of fact, Brother Paul called it bewitched. You know what bewitched means? It means evil has come over you. I don't want evil to come over me. I don't want to be like a Saul chucking a spear across at David. Can you imagine that? The one who God did all those mighty works through, he saw that little boy go out there against a Goliath that everyone was fearful of. And God empowered that little child to pick up a stone and a sling and to take his head. You knew that was God. He knew that was God. But let me tell you something. When you don't have the peace of grace in your life, you don't realize what you'll do. Picking up a spear and throwing it across at David. Gets real personal real quick, don't it? Brother Paul went on to even say about those Galatian saints who had begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Is that how we're going to judge one another? Is that how we're going to just go on now and we're going to compare ourselves amongst ourselves? He said, I'll tell you what, if I ever do that, let me be accursed. All I can tell you is I'm thankful I got the peace of his grace. Oh, praise God. I'm talking about that grace is going to restore my brother. How could you not be optimistic in the things of God? Yes, there's a realistic thing in life. I get that. But I don't want to live man's reality. I want to live God's possibility. Amen? I've been living God's possibility since my mom told me about Jesus. I'm thankful to the Lord that that's who Jesus is. That's what I've known of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. With God, all things are possible. I'm thankful to God. I was rejoicing for a sister today who brought all her little chicks up here from, I think it's Arkansas. I said, oh, honey, I'll tell you what. Go look at those children. I don't need to be walking across the Red Sea. You see things like that in God's keeping? Wake up. What do you want to see? I want to see people go on with God. How about you? Amen? Oh, we just want to see works. No, I want to see hearts change for God. I want to see, by the grace of God, the Lord get a hold of us. And you know what that means? Patience. And I'll tell you what. That trial is going to work it. Now, this is something, brothers and sisters. The peace of grace that though there's been many years of bad decisions and compromise and rebellion, I'm going to have the peace of grace that believe grace is on the move in that life. God has put my heart there. And I thank the Lord. I don't want to be anywhere else. People can say, well, that's just blindly optimistic. No, I believe in the power of the blood of the Lamb. I've seen it time and time again in the Word of God. He's taken me to these places. I've seen these events in spirit. And praise God, I've lived the events of what God can do. I've lived. It didn't have to be, but it had to be that way. I've seen it time and time again in lives. I'm just encouraging my life right now and yours right now. Make the decision to go with God right now. Go on with Him right now. Make those decisions right now to be in the peace of the grace of God and quit wrestling with the Word of God. Quit wrestling and trying somehow that you're going to persuade God that your way is better. Persuade God that somehow that your feelings are more important than what God's will is for your life. He knows the best for you. But without the word of His grace, you're never going to have that peace to settle down in the grace of God. How about even receiving the peace of the grace of God when a brother is elevated? Huh? How about receiving the peace of the grace of God when God blesses my brother's family? Might give him riches of this world. Might increase his children. Might give him standing of something. How about the peace of grace that causes you to say, thank you, Jesus. To enter into that's my brother. Hallelujah. And I need to pray for him. That his heart wouldn't be led away. But I'll tell you what, you better be praying for you if that's a problem. That there isn't bitterness and jealousy in what your brother has. I go on and on about this today, but the peace of grace is right there, and it's right now for everything in our life. And all I can do is say, let it abound. As the Lord told me, son, just let it continue to abound. I thank God that over 50 years ago, I began to see this. I first saw it in my mom, and I rejoiced because I saw a peace all by the grace of God. I saw things happen in our home. I saw children that were raised a certain way not do the things and go the way that they were raised. I saw hearts broken in my home. I saw at times that there were dreams and thoughts that it might be this way. They faded away. But the one thing that remained was the peace of the grace of God. And I thanked the Lord. You know what? I took it. And I got it. And I want to be that peace for Him. You know that? I want to be that peace for Him. I want to be that double portion peace for Him. I love the Song of Solomon. As he rejoices about his wife. He says this beautiful thing. He says, my sister, my spouse. He calls her two things. He calls her my sister, my spouse. Boy, that struck my heart because I have to tell you, I sure love my siblings. I love them. And you know what? I trust them. And they do give me peace. But then God gave me a wife. Yeah. And oh, does she give me peace. And I've got double peace. And I was thanking the Lord once again in His perfect timing. Here we are studying Revelation. The bride for Jesus. And how is she presented to all? New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Its meaning, a double portion of peace. My sister, my spouse. And all I can say is, Lord, help me to take the grace to be that peace and rest for you. Because as it says of the virtuous woman, the heart of the husband doth rest, has peace. In her. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much, Lord, for this great grace this wonderful peace and the rest of God that you give us. Thank you, Lord, that you anoint this meeting with it because it is the word of your grace. God, thank you again for this simplicity, the purity of it. The thankfulness, Lord, that I can cease from my own works and enter into the rest of God. That I can believe that you are for me. And if you are for me, who could be against me? That I will not fear what man can do unto me. I know that you're my rock, my defense, my high tower, my shield, my buckler. Lord, lift up the standard and swallow the flood of the enemy. I know that nothing can prevail against the word of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, and we praise you for the peace of the word of your grace. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.